You are my special secret that I can't bear to keep. Thinking about your day and night has got me losing sleep. So I am going public, expressing how I feel. I'm bridging verse and chorus with this breakdown as my shield. You are my heart's concerto. Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be in Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome back for part two of our talk about Little Women.
Yeah, the orchids, I know, are very tricky flowers and difficult flowers to deal with. So it's a perfect kind of analogy for this weird society and these weird people.
They also said that the ghost orchids in particular, like when you say persnickety, it's ill-suited to captivity in general. So like there have been botanists who've been trying to cultivate the orchids because it's becoming extinct. They're not being found as much.
Yeah.
And they're trying to kind of create more to kind of cultivate and like, you know, manufacture.
Yeah.
And they're having a really hard time of creating a captive breed of plants that could kind of buffer the wild counterpart. So therefore, they're hard to kind of manufacture, and you can only possibly find these in the wild.
Wow.
And they are becoming extinct. And I find it very fascinating that you said that they use this type of flower as like, you know, as like the symbol for this kind of like, I want to say cult, secret society.
Yeah.
And the fact that, first of all, it can't, if it's removed from its source or the branch of the tree,
you die.
It dies.
Yeah.
So if you remove yourself from like what our goal is or whatever our mainstream is,
you're dead.
You're dead. And they kept leaving it everywhere.
Yeah.
As a symbol of death.
Yeah.
There were some people who, it was weird that some people who took it, the people who are like really like, how do I say this? The people who are like really a part of this society.
Yeah.
They took that oath so seriously to the point, all someone had to do was give you a flower and then you would find a way and take your own life, which is nuts when you think about it. Like every time they can't remember the case where the four people who passed away or something, that case.
Not everybody took their own life. Some people got killed. Not everyone.
No, some of them they killed.
Yeah.
But I'm saying those, I'm saying, who were rooted in the true part of that society, the original members or the people who were extension of the original members.
Yeah.
They were like, this is what we do. Like, when you're of no use anymore, you got to leave. If you hurt the mission, if you hurt our goal, then you have to find a way and get exterminated. You're done.
Yeah.
So I found that fascinating that was a symbol that they used. That type of plant was a symbol they used. And
well, the fact that it's a ghost, that's very fitting.
And it was a ghost.
Yeah.
So that was
and the
crazy
fact that they're so expensive, like they were laundering money through this orchid society, and like people and they were able to do this because they were at these auctions and this one orchid, what was it, sold for $350,000 and stuff like ridiculous amounts for a flower. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is how they were able to get this huge slush
fund.
You know
what I will say? I don't understand how they were able to do that. Was it that they were the flower would go up for auction, they would buy it for, like, how are they accumulating this extra cash is what I'm saying?
Because they were using it as a way to launder their money.
But you're buying something. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, where
was... That's a way to make it legitimate. So say you have this flower here. Okay, this flower went on auction for $350,000 of clean money that you can now put dirty money to.
I still don't get it. Are they they're the ones buying it and selling it? Or are they just doing
some people were buying and selling. Sometimes they were just buying. Like, they didn't buy all the flowers. They didn't win all the auctions. But it was just like a legitimate way to launder this money, because you can't bring, because it was in some unique place too, is in Singapore or whatever, and you can't bring all this money and do all these things that they were trying to do.
Like, the orchid they were buying weren't necessarily always that same orchid.
No, they were different things, but the rarity of them.
Okay.
I don't know. That's how they were using to launder the money.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how were they doing the laundering money? Where is it that, like, they put up a flower for orchid for auction.
Yeah.
And then they were buying it back and saying that they are paying this amount. And then was just shortchanging it because they're the buyer and the seller. They're saying, oh, we got this amount, but really that's not what they got. And then we're pushing the money somewhere else. Like,
I don't know. I can't remember.
Like, wheels. I'm like, how is this working?
Just that it didn't add up in the books. That's all I know. And somehow there was 7 billion won at the end of it.
You know, it's probably 70 better billion, I don't understand actually. Because I don't want to get into
let's
that
not
business.
Get into
I don't need to get into laundry business. But at the same time, kind of like every time I keep seeing it come up in dramas, so I'm like, how are you achieving? Like, what is the...
Having a conversation with you about stores and they don't actually sell things? And you're like, what does this store do? And then you're like, oh, it must be a front for something. Was it you I was having this conversation?
What was the conversation?
Sometimes again? You go into stores and you ask for things. They never have things, or, you know, it just doesn't seem like a legitimate business. Like,
no, you weren't talking to me about going to a store and they don't have things. What do you mean they don't have things? Like, you're looking at it and they're saying that it's not available?
Like, you go into a store, you're like, okay, this store is supposed to be, you know, a dry cleaners. Okay, this is a dry cleaners. And, you know, they never want to fix my button, or the shirts never come back so clean or whatever. But it's a dry cleaners. But they're not good dry cleaners. But it's really a laundry. They're just using a legitimate front for an illegitimate business.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. I know what you're saying, but
okay,
it wasn't me who you're talking to.
Okay.
But what you're basically saying is, like, because it was a front, they didn't actually have to do the job properly.
No.
But I feel like what businesses do on that case, how they fake it, is they increase profits, I believe. Isn't that how they do it? They pretend like they add extra customers.
I have no idea how it works.
Okay, you know what? We should stop talking about this. I feel like I'm getting on the cusp of, like, people are going to start paying attention to this. The people, like, enforcements are going to start paying attention to this, that as, like, we're trying to promote laundering money or anything.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but, you know, according to K-dramas, at the end of the day, the numbers were cooked, the books were cooked, and somebody was getting extra money.
I just got to... You know, I am probably going to look this up after. I'm going to do it in incognito mode because I don't want no one to track.
But weren't they filtering it to other... I don't know. Anyways, they were doing some kind of laundry.
Yeah,
there was something illegitimate about it.
I get the use of using the orchid. I was just trying to figure out, how was the money... How is the money going? Like, how is it you buying an orchid or selling the orchid?
I would have to rewatch it to figure it out.
Never really tell us in detail.
Oh, okay.
If they did, I would have watched it. I would have watched it already.
I guess they just want you to assume, well, you know, that it's a slush fund. So slush funds mean that somehow.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out how is it the slush fund is built? Like, there must be multiple ways to build a slush fund.
I'm sure there is.
So
but
like,
they didn't get
stop,
into it.
Stop getting me in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, we should stop. We should stop talking about it. Oh, gosh. So what did you think about... So we talked about the framing of the storyline, and we did like how they framed it.
Yes, I did. I really liked it. I liked how everything went. Like I said, again, I was surprised. They had me guessing. They had me watching. They had me, oh, no, you know? And the levels of this lady's crazy was so fascinating and shocking at some points. The dysfunctional family that they lived in, her husband and her daughter, her brother, even her brother locked away, mental institution, like dysfunctional, her father on life support, you know, there's just a lot of dysfunction.
I have a question then. Do you think all the stories were resolved? And did you like how they resolved all of them? Did you ever find that some of them were, okay, what are you going to say?
I don't like how they resolved all the stories, but that was just their choice of how they wrote it. Like, the fact that the sister went off, the younger sister went off and just like one fire and her sisters and was out there living her life in the Europe or wherever she was with her friend, just enjoying life. I was just like, she's a little bit like a turncoat. You know, I'll be back when I feel like,
you know, 4 years. You know what I would say? You know what I would say? So when she first left,
yeah,
I was like, yo, what is wrong with this girl? Like, yeah, like you, like, how you just gonna abandon? Like, they literally saved you from a room with no door.
That they were going to kill you.
Lady was going to leave you in there until you starved to death. That's how it was.
Yeah.
You're going to be a little toy that she came in and visited.
Yeah.
And she asked you to draw me a picture.
Yeah.
Do a portrait of me.
Yeah.
Saved you. You go out. You finally get saved. You two escape. And then you kind of just run off.
Yeah.
Like that, I was like really upset with. But when I got towards the end and you realize that he was like, he used him as some type of insurance policy where he's like, I won't put your name on the document. You take all the money out.
Yeah.
I'll give you the money. We split it three ways. One third. We each get a third. Because he's like, at the end of the day, that man's like, he told this girl from the jump. He goes, I just care about money. I just want money.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And then when like, I think the only person that, only thing that was holding him back of like listening to them was like his mom, who was like, accused in jail of doing something that she didn't do.
Yeah. And his father too was on the run for something he didn't do as well.
Yeah, I think what happened is I can't remember if it went back to like the mom was going to do something and the father ended up doing it for her. I can't remember how it went down.
That's what they said it went down, but that's not how it actually happened.
And I can't, how did it actually happen then?
So they had told the mom to go and kill somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just and it was said that he did it for her, but he didn't. None of them did it. Somebody else did it.
Oh,
so
okay.
They blamed the hit on
The family. Basically.
On the family.
Okay, I remember now. Yeah. But I did like I like at first like he was like just lady this girl's grimy, but then I realized that this man because it was his MO, especially when he was dealing with the girl where he used her.
Her naivety
and her not knowing certain things and just keeping her in not in the loop. And he's just like, it works better when you just
don't be
yourself. You don't know. Your reactions are genuine and you're just crying.
Like when they gave her another contract and told her to sign it.
And
her sister's like, yeah, you're good.
You can sign that. I thought that was so great.
Uh-huh.
That they used her like that. And I get why she was so upset. It was like she created moments of comedy in this show that you're like, this show is ridiculous.
Listen, if they didn't have comedy, this would have been too dark.
No, but I like how they finished off that younger sister story where at the end of the day, he wrote, because like the money was missing. No one knew where the money was.
Yeah.
And you're like, where is this money? The man moved it offshore to your daughter's account. Your daughter just pulled it out.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most genius and the most satisfying to me that you guys were still able to get your money.
That was satisfying. Because after all the stuff that they went through, getting beat up by people, getting kicked down,
that girl went through a lot.
She went through a lot for that money.
And all she did is sign her name.
And then at the end of it, after going through all of that tumultuous stuff, she never thought she was going to see that money again.
And she still got some of the piece. Yeah. That worked it out. So you still got money.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And he kept saying, do you trust me? No, I don't trust you.
And he kept telling her not to trust him, I think.
Yeah, he said, don't trust me. Don't trust anybody.
Honestly, when the man gave
you
the gun.
Don't even trust me.
Don't trust anyone. Just trust me. He goes, and when the man gave her the gun, he goes.
No, he said, don't even trust me, I think.
Oh, don't even trust me. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Don't even trust me.
Yeah.
But when he gave her that gun, that was like, I honestly, with her, I didn't know who to trust either. I wouldn't have known either what to do. Would I have left him? Maybe not. I don't know if I would have done the middle, like the elder sister where she's in Singapore and they're getting all this money together and she just takes the money and runs. I don't know. The fact that she went back to the hotel was crazy to me.
Yeah.
The fact that she randomly picked up a glass of blue drink.
And started drinking it.
That
was the most silliest
thing. That was the most silliest thing she did.
Like, oh, somebody left a drink for me. Who goes and drinks people's random drinks that they see on
the
table?
And it would still have the ice in it. That was insane. That was really insane.
But she left it there thinking, oh, she might just drink it.
Because she knew she would. I think she knew. Everyone knew how stupid this... She was kind of stupid. Everyone knew how naive she was.
Yeah.
And you know, it was like a blue oasis type of situation. Like, you know, you're in the middle of the desert. You see water. You're just thirsty. Because at that point, she abandoned him. It was in a car accident. Like, she was going all over the place.
A lot of things had happened.
A lot of things happened to her in Singapore. It was a lot.
Singapore looks beautiful, though. I want to go see
it. Oh, it's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go... We should go to Singapore one of these
days. We should.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fine with me. The husband, when the guy got the blue flower and he just dropped off the roof.
just... That death was shocked me.
That was shocking.
I was just like, did somebody push it? Or when I found out he just jumped, I was like, are you kidding me?
Because like his role was blown up.
Yeah.
She posted that video and it was too late. They literally saw you kill someone on camera.
Yeah. They're just like, we can't use you anymore. We
can't use you anymore. You went past, like, you know, your date. But it's like, it was so surprising they even ruined her after interview. Like, she was so shocked that he just took his own life.
Yeah.
Ruined her. Ah, gosh.
Yeah.
It was fascinating. It was, the show was great.
It was fascinating.
The show was great. Okay, so we already talked about this, but about who our favorite actor was, actress was.
Yes.
And it was, you know, the crazy mom.
Yeah.
And we thought it was like, she was great. She did roles. We even said that the show wouldn't have been as great without her.
No, it wouldn't have.
I said who my least favorite actor was. Who was yours?
My least favorite.
Or character, I shouldn't say actor.
Character.
All the actors are great. I'm saying least favorite character.
I guess my least favorite would be the youngest sister, just because I didn't really like her antics and bully antics. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah,
everybody else served their purpose well. Like, you needed the good villain or the good bad villain.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job with that. I would say the younger sister.
Okay, so I also was like, though this person was not in the drama enough, I did dislike this person. And it was their mom. When she stole.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Because, like, I want to say... Because she was only in it for a bit, I was like, should I name her as my least favorite? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. But.
Again, bad mom.
Bad mom. Who steals? Like, wow.
It's like stealing your kid's lunch money.
Yeah. And I think one of the worst things is they finally call her and they're like, hey, this is the situation that's happening. So come back. And she's like, oh, and she's making all these excuses. And they're like, hold on. You can't come back, can you? Well, yeah, your father, we're working on the fields. It was like, hang up the phone. It was one of those things, it was like, just hang up the phone. We're done. Like, this sir was in the hospital and this lady didn't come back. So that's when they realized that, wait, you can't come back. It's not that you won't.
Yeah.
You can't.
You
can't
spend come all back. That money. You don't have enough money. Yeah.
Wow. That is
and just... you're too embarrassed to ask us for anything.
Yeah.
Because how you left.
Also, I don't understand how you have a rich family member and you're not asking them for money to help you out. Like, she ain't giving them no money. Yes, true. She ain't giving them no money.
It was not her sister.
Also, why didn't you always live with her? That old lady was lonely.
But she was miserable. She chose one of them. She didn't choose all of them.
That youngest one would have happily lived there. Y'all should have sent her there. You should see how unhappy she was.
When she chose the daughter.
She wasn't even born or a baby.
Probably a baby. Yeah. She wouldn't.
Just choose the next niece. Grandniece or whatever the relationship they had.
Yeah. She chose the one that she thought had the most potential. Which is kind of like the book.
Yeah, that did happen as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now this is something I want to ask.
I'm afraid. She's laughing already.
No, I just want to... Okay, if you had to pick...
Oh, no.
One sister, which sister's story arc would you follow with all the complications they had and what decisions would you do differently? Like, which sister would, and that's, which sister would you want to be, like, at the end of how the whole story progressed, and towards the end, you're like, you know what? I could live as, I could be that sister. But you had to go through everything they went through. Which one would it be?
That's a horrible question.
No, it's a great one. And then, like, if you did have to go through them, what certain small things would you might have changed differently? But you're on the same trajectory as that one. So you're, so the youngest sister, you're like, you know, I'm a great artist. I'm a great painter. I sell my artwork for this rich family, and I kind of get intertwined in this rich family. Mm-hmm. And or the middle sister who is like, I'm this reporter. I'm a functioning alcoholic. You know, I lose my job. You know, I'm obsessed with this family and how to get them, take them down. But that's your trajectory.
I think I would have to choose the most ridiculous choice, which would be the oldest sister.
No, I chose her too.
Who wanted good shoes.
You know,
it would come down to the good shoes.
I chose her too.
It's just like, for me, you know, I want ice cream and good shoes.
Yeah, for me, it was.
And if it only lasts 7 days or 7 months, I'm going to live nice for once. And that's it.
Yeah, I also chose the older sister. First of all, she's the one that gets the money the first, right?
Yeah.
You know? She takes the money. She has the money for a long time before these people, like, realize it's really her.
Mm-hmm.
And technically and truly, she had the opportunity to escape with
long
the sister.
Time ago.
Long time. And I'm not going to lie to you. When she confessed it to the middle sister, and the middle sister turned this money in, and I would have said, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I would have written her a letter.
And left.
I would have said, bye-bye. Yeah. And I would have left.
Yeah.
I definitely would have left. I love the email that she sent out that put the lady's affair on blast, who she worked with.
Yeah. That was tasty.
Very tasty. I loved it. But yeah, I would have left. Definitely. I would have took the younger sister when she actually found this younger sister. Because it's another thing. Is like, sometimes it was just like, are you guys even communicating with each other? Do you know where each other
are? Everybody was there trying to work and trying to do whatever.
Do whatever they want. I would have went to young sister and said, we're escaping right now. I have all this money. We need to leave. And I would have sat both of them down.
I wouldn't even have done that.
You wouldn't have sat them both down and said, we're both going.
No.
Or like, this is what I'm having. You're with me or not.
It would have been more gangster. It would have been, hey guys, have this blue drink.
Oh, you would have drunk them and took them with you.
And took them. And then you wake up and we're, and this is, there. All right, guys.
How are you going to move this them? You can't move two bodies there.
You have
like
to get
sleeping.
Somebody to help. You need help.
You need the younger sister to be on your side because she would be most likely. All you got to do is drug the middle sister then. She's the only one who was high and mighty. She's
the middle one.
Like, return this money.
The middle. Well, you might have to do both. It might be easier. You rent a plane. You know, you get somebody to, you know. Anyways, you have to work that out. You give them a little snacky snack, a little drinky drink, and then you wake up. And then, okay, so this is what's going on. Kind of like, I watched a movie like that one time. Some spy movie, and he kept drugging the person and then filling them in afterwards about what was going on. I think it was a Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, was it Night and Day?
Night and Day. Oh. That was hilarious. And she kept,
I don't watch
like,
a lot of Tom Cruise.
You kept
Cruise
seeing
movies,
all these things
right.
happening.
You're right. He kept giving her a drink or something. He's like, yeah. This is what's going down or
yeah.
something.
So what happened was, why do I have on a swimsuit? Oh, I changed you. What? You know, so all these things. I think that would be the easiest way because the middle sister would have too much conversation, too much talks. You know.
You know what's so funny? This is a random thing about Tom Cruise. I don't usually like watching a lot of his movies.
Yeah.
But the movies that have gravitated towards him have been when he is in a comedy. He does...
Comedy well.
Comedy well.
Yeah.
Because he's just... He just have to be himself. I don't know how to describe it, but he does... It works well for his brand.
Yeah.
If he's doing comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
But that's funny. The two that I watched... And the only other one I liked was like... I only like Last Samurai, not because of him. It's because of Ken Watanabe I like. But it was Last Samurai.
I like
the Last Samurai, but I do wish it wasn't him. Because like, this is a whole concept of like...
Yeah.
Unless it's based on a true story, then I'm like, okay, whatever. But if you made up the story where this guy comes in, this white man from America comes in and becomes considered a samurai, I'm like, that's cultural appropriation
hero,
is
the hero,
highest.
The hero. Yeah.
That being said, I love Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
Love
He's
him.
Great. He's
I want
great.
To see him in more things. I've only ever seen him in Inception. The Last Samurai.
King and I? Did you see him in The King and I?
Was he in The King and I?
He was.
Ken Watanabe was in The King and I?
Yes.
Which version? With who?
I don't know who he was starring with, but I know he was in The King and I.
Oh, anyways, Memoirs of a Geisha is the other one I like. Those three movies. I've seen him in all three, and I've liked them because of he's great in it. He's in The King and I. Okay, now I gotta watch The King and I, because I don't think I've seen that. That's another thing. I'm just gonna look up his IMDb and just see what movies he's been in and watch it.
I don't know if it was in a movie or if it was a play. Hold on, let me find out. What's his name?
Ken Watanabe.
How do you spell that? I don't know.
Ken.
Oh, it just came up all by itself.
What did you spell? How far did you get to?
W-A-N? I just put Ken. That's it.
How did it come up so quickly? Because we were talking about him. There's no way that he's the most famous Ken.
I have no idea. Ken, maybe I did Ken W.
Ken W makes sense. Okay, because I'm like, just Ken. I'm like, they might say Ken Doll or something. Here it is.
Yep, The King and I. Okay. Kelly O'Hara, Ken Watanabe from The King and I.
Oh, I have to see. Let me see. I didn't know he was in the King and I.
Yeah.
I thought Chow Yun
was it live action? He won. No, it was a. He won a Tony Award.
I mean, it was a stage.
I guess it was stage.
Wait, let me see. This is so strange to me. I've never seen this before in my life.
I've never seen it either. Right,
it's like a stage.
But yeah, apparently he was in the.
Because
King and
I thought it was Chow. I thought it was Chow Yun Fat who was in King and I.
I don't know if he did a version of.
Maybe it was a different one.
But yeah, I remember hearing that and saying, "Oh my gosh, I would love to see that," but then I never saw it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know how we got on the Tom Cruise or whatnot, but yeah, I agree.
We were talking about Night and Day, and I was going to give them the blue juice to get them to go.
That's how you would have gotten your sisters to go.
That's how I get my sisters to go.
Okay, okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm with you too. I definitely think I could have gotten the younger sister on board.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to live in poverty.
Yeah.
All I had to tell her was like, I found money. We need to go. Our sister's not on board.
Yeah.
So. What I'm going to do is we're going to drug her and we're going
to
take her.
If you said that to the sister, she would have a million questions. Where did you get money from? Where did I have
too much? She'd become a reporter again. I'm like, can you just take the drink and drink it? That's
I don't know. Maybe your advice would be better. I would have done the drinking. Just take the little sister.
I'll take the little sister and I'll probably just leave it because this other one was just going to live her own life anyways.
Yeah.
But I would have probably taken the younger sister.
Yeah.
I would have told the younger sister about at least and have us both just leave.
Yeah.
And just get up and go.
Yeah.
That being said, that crazy lady probably would have found me.
Probably still would have found her.
And the only way that would have succeeded is that she died. And that's what had to happen. They both had to die.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's kind of like, as crazy as everything that went down, it kind of had to, like, if she was still alive, she would still be hunting them down.
She definitely would be.
So the only solution was her death. Yeah.
That's how you could live free.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, yeah. I don't want to quote scripture, but time to die. And
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I had to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, definitely I'm not taking the route of the middle sister. I can't.
No. She. I found her, actually, her character annoying.
Annoying a bit.
A lot.
Her strive for the truth was just too much.
It was too much.
It was like.
And then it was also that obsessive. She was just like, you guys are obsessing over money. And she's just
like. But you're obsessing over this case.
You're obsessing over this case. And not only that, it's just like, you know, we're struggling right now. But, you know, I want nice shoes. And you know what? You had the opportunity to have nice shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
So money to you is not as big a deal because you've had a chance to experience it. Whether you liked it, good, or bad, not. Or indifferent, you had that experience.
Yes, you did.
I have not. I'm buying Haagen-Dazs and I'm feeling nice about myself. That's very sad. But that was her truth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And I bought nail polish. And I feel so good that I could buy nail polish.
She spent money and bought everyday things that people could take advantage of, like getting that. Like, I get nail polish all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, I couldn't even think of getting the nail polish because I was paying off the debt that our father created.
Yeah.
and left in our lap. The fact that I had to, the fact that they had to pay the debt for someone else.
Yep.
It hurts. It irritates me a bit.
Yep.
Wow. Anyways, just make sure you're always insured too.
Then there's that.
Life insurance is very important.
So yes, I chose the older sister.
Yeah, because I agree. You're right.
Hands down.
Easily. Easy choice.
Hands down. Easy Even choice. Though her story was also, all of them were ridiculous.
Like you would have then, we also would have had to have gotten beat up, you know.
And all those things.
Like once we got caught, she might have had to beat, the lady was going to beat us up.
Yeah.
But then we had that support of that guy.
Yeah.
When I was in Singapore, I feel like there's certain, I don't know if I would have left him. I would have told him what happened in the letter. I would have said, I just got this letter.
Well, I guess she Someone's got to the point us. Where she was just so like, I don't know what's real, what's not, who's doing this. And she'd been through a lot.
She had.
For an accountant.
But at the same time, is that guy found out everything.
And he didn't tell her.
And he didn't tell anyone. He didn't tell his, he worked for these people. He didn't tell them.
No.
Because he's like, I want the money.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did say, I'm all about money.
I'm all about money. I just want the money.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a bit of like, I would have told him. When I got that letter, I would have showed it to him. This is what I got.
Yeah, but.
Because at the same time, like, if I stay with him, I'm dead. If I don't stay with him, I'm dead.
You know, it's kind of like one of those things where he even said, you don't even trust me. Because what he ended up doing, I'm happy that he ended up sharing the money. Mm-hmm. But he could have just took it.
He definitely could have just taken it.
He could have just taken it.
He could have swindled all those two young girls. But he worked out a deal. He's like, I'll help you get out of here and do what you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to find you later on.
Yeah.
And we're going to collect this money.
Yeah.
That guy worked a long plan and he kept her on a need-to-know basis.
Because he knew she was not that.
She wasn't
She
there.
Was just supposed to be on a need-to-know basis.
She was.
She played such a good job of that character.
She did such a great job of
that character. She was very endearing. I do love her as an actor.
Same.
I think she's great.
I watch her in anything I see her in.
Yeah.
Ever since Cheese in the Trap, I think I've seen that. And I can't remember if she did Cheese in the Trap before Goblin, but I saw Cheese in the Trap
Cheese in
first.
The Trap was before Goblin, I believe.
That we watched, but did it come out before Goblin?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Anyways, but she's from Cheese in the Trap. I loved her.
Yeah. That was such an odd show.
So strange. She was great, though.
She was good.
No show also I appreciate? She can pull off a lot of hairstyles that I'm like, this is not a great hairstyle, but it somehow looks really good on her face.
That's really
I've seen her with short bangs, and I don't like the short bang look. And I've seen her, and I was like, wow, you really pull off the short bangs.
Wow.
And that's hard to do.
Short bangs. Nobody should have short bangs.
In Cheese and Trap, she pulled off red hair.
Yeah.
With little small whiffs of like bangs. That's hard to do too.
Yeah.
She's a great face for pulling off those type of different hairstyles.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Okay, music.
Music. We went on 5 million tangents today. Okay. So there was a few songs that I liked. One of the songs I liked was Zior Park, Enough.
I also like this one.
I really liked it. I think this was when she was in Singapore, actually.
Oh, you do remember hearing this?
Yeah.
Because
I think like when everything was like bright and she's like in Singapore and everything's like a brand new world, I think they were playing this song.
Okay, now I got to rewatch because I heard this song on the soundtrack and I was like, I never heard the song at all.
I feel but like, I love it. I feel like
I would have remembered hearing this song.
Maybe it was an instrumental version of it or something.
Okay, so next song.
Unless I made it up, but I feel like... This should have been in the Singapore scene.
A next song that I think I liked, that we both like, I think you like this as well, was La Vie, and it's by Soul. Osole. I can't remember how to pronounce her name.
Nothing left to fill me up. Nobody hurts, nobody loving, nobody trusts, nobody crying. Somebody should have told me, still heavy. Standing all by myself, and no one to love or trust. I'm drowning. I'm playing with the fire, and I know it will hurt me and tear me apart till I don't wanna live again.
I'm playing with really, really, really nice song.
Yeah, it's really nice. She has a great voice.
Another song that I really enjoyed was called "Veil of a Death" by Lineum.
That's nice. I had another instrumental, but I don't think it downloaded.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought I had
but
it.
But we had the two songs that were from the OST, and the rest were you know soundtracky.
Some soundtrack extras. Let's see if I can find the song as we're talking here. It is called like The Apartment. Your Apartment, it's called. It's by Na Sang-jin and Park Se-jun. Yeah, I think that was like either played as an intro or outro.
Yes. I do remember that. I think outro.
But yeah, that was I guess what we have to say about Little Women.
I 150% recommend that you watch this drama if you have not had the opportunity to watch it.
Do you think there's ever going to be a season two?
No. I don't want to see a season two. It's too crazy.
I agree. I wouldn't want to see a season two. You know what? They summed up whatever happened with the society. It was a wild ride. I just needed to see one season of it.
Yeah, I don't need to see any more orchids and situations. They got the money. Like, it had a great ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a satisfying ending, as one of my commenters said.
After craziness, it was very satisfying.
Because after, you know, I was just like, after all that, they didn't get anything. And then they ended up still getting something. So I was grateful that after all that drama, you still got $28 million or whatever it was.
Yeah, because you didn't need all of that.
No.
You just
wanted a house. And your aunt left you the house.
Thank goodness she did that. That's the least you could do for this sister.
The least that you could do. I think she's ridiculous that she didn't buy them a house all now when she had the opportunity to.
Honestly, when she died, you guys could have sold her house and you could have bought a house.
If it was given to them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she had children. I even forgot she had children.
Right?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
At least she gave you the apartment you wanted.
Yeah. So she did one nice thing.
Yeah. She did two nice things. She paid for your sister's surgery.
True.
And then also gave you the apartment.
True.
But yeah, as you said, I'd suggest you watch this one. Absolutely.
It is a wild ride. I will never look at blue orchids again the same. Do not drink random people's drinks that are set on tables. There are so many lessons to be learned from this drama.
There are a lot of lessons.
so many lessons to be learned from this drama, you know. And, you know, this season we have had quite a few drama, at least a couple, where people have acquired some illegal funds and are just like, well, I need to spend it, you know. And it's very interesting what people do when they're in a situation like that.
Yeah. I like to put myself in their shoes. I for one myself would love to have a wad of money drop into my lap.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
First thing I wouldn't do is buy Haagen-Dazs. Ice cream wouldn't have been my go-to. Nice shoes, perhaps.
What would I have done? Maybe buy gift cards?
But the fact that what she did was just so simple actually worked out. Because I don't even think she spent $700. So to wrap things up, if you haven't had an opportunity to watch Little Women, please check it out. I think you will enjoy it.
Absolutely.
You know, I would definitely give this one a 10 out of 10, in my opinion. Loved it. It was definitely something bingeable. And I think you will definitely love it. So until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.